Good morning. This is the House Committee on Government Efficiency. It's Thursday, January 11th, 2001, 8:30 a.m. Hearing room D, Representative Jerry Crummell, Chair.
I call the meeting of the Committee on Government Efficiency to order, January 11th, hearing room D. What else do I need to tell you? Anything? I guess everybody knows where they are. We have this is more of an organizational meeting today, and I'd like to just take a few minutes for members to introduce themselves and for the staff to do the same. And then I'd like for us to take a look at the committee rules and then kind of have a brief discussion about our work plan for the next couple of weeks and some of the things that we've got going. So with that, and I know that Representative Hill is going to have to leave, but I guess first thing we're going to do is call the roll, huh? Make sure everybody's here.
Representative
here.
Representative Beck.
He's excused.
Representative Brown.
Here.
Representative Rollins.
Here.
Mr. President.
No.
Go
Rodgers.
Go Rodgers.
Archie.
Go Rodgers.
Here.
Representative Forty.
Alderman Johnson.
Representative Cruz.
Present.
Representative Smith.
Okay, what I'd like to do is just have the members, and I think with the exception that we're going to start with Representative Phillips, because he has a Ways and Means Committee that he's going to have to blast off. I'm not sure how we got that scheduled, but anyway. Representative Hill?
Well, I'm Representative Jim Hill, House District 5. Represent Hillsborough, Forest Grove, and Cornelius. This is my third and final session, and look forward to making government more efficient.
Go ahead. I'm Kelly Worth, Representative Worth from District 35, which is Corvallis. This is my first term, hopefully not my last term. And I'm also interested in making government more efficient.
I'm Alan Brown, Representative Brown from House District 4, that is made up of Lincoln County and parts of four other counties in the Central Oregon Coast.
Representative Bates, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Al Bates. I'm a representative from Southern Oregon. I have Phoenix Talent, Ashland, and Eagle Point. I live in Eagle Point. First session, and I'm hoping that we'll make government efficiency not an oxymoron anymore.
I'm Representative Bill Garrard from Pontus Falls. I'm in my first term, District 53. I come off in 4 years as a county commissioner, so I'm hoping to be able to contribute as we go along through the week and months ahead as far as government accountability is concerned.
I'm Carolyn Tilney. I'm from House District 25, which is Milwaukee and Oak Grove, and I come from government work. I was the mayor of Milwaukee for 2 years and on the council year before that, so I have some sense of government efficiency, and I'm delighted to be here and be working with this esteemed folk. Thank you.
I'm Jeff Cruz. I'm from Roseburg, House District 45. I seem to be plagued with mayors, to swear to God. I'm in my third term. That would be a better term. I chair the Health and Public Advocacy Committee. I'm on the Salmon Committee. I'm on Water and Environment. And I was on this committee last session, but it was called something else, and I can't remember what it was. And I agree with Representative Bates. It would be nice if we could make government efficiency no longer an oxymoron, but that is a really steep hill to climb.
That's for sure. I'm Representative Jerry Crummell. I am from Wilsonville, and House District 27 is the area that I represent. I'm chair of this committee. I'm also, obviously, and then I'm on Health and Public Advocacy with Representative Cruz, and I'm on Commerce. Actually, it's called Smart Growth and Commerce now.
And dumb growth, I guess.
Yeah, as opposed to dumb growth, which, you know, I guess can happen. Matt, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Matt Winged. I'm the committee administrator, and I am a native Oregonian, but I've been out of state for 10 years, going to school and then working in other states, doing other things. And I just moved back to Oregon about 4 weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to the rain and working on this committee. Patrick.
Hi, I'm Patrick Brennan. I've lived in Oregon since 1993. I've been with committee services since way back in 1999 when it was called Policy Research and Committee Services. And became her name every session, so you'll have something to look forward to the year in the future. And I served on Senate Committee last session and moved over to the House.
Great.
Great. Thank you. I would also point out that Representative Hill is chair of the Government E-Commerce Committee, is it?
It's
Advancing E-Government.
Advancing E-Government Committee. And there may be some real overlap between what we do here and what Representative Hill does with that committee. So I'm very pleased to have both Representative Cruz and Representative Hill here, and they can also help me out as chair when I make blunders. Let's see, a couple of things I'd like to just discuss with the committee. Our meeting time, actually, I didn't realize had been officially changed to 8:30 because of early morning caucus meetings and that sort of thing. I had originally intended to ask the committee if it was all right to move to 8:30 with the caveat that if we had a full agenda, being able to back up to 8 o'clock. Evidently, that is no longer going to be an option. What I would ask is that we will try to make sure that we adjourn at 10 o'clock to give you ample time to get to session. However, because if we do end up with a very full agenda, I would ask your indulgence if there's time that we do run a little bit over 10 o'clock, but I would say that I will try to get us adjourned as close to 10 o'clock as possible or an earlier whenever possible. With regards to absences, I just would ask that you let me know, either let me or Patrick or Matt know if you're not going to be at a committee meeting for some reason. That way we can make sure that you are marked as excused. I will call out excused absences. I will be silent on, if I haven't heard from you, I'll just be silent, and it's just shown as an absence. With regards to committee bills, we don't have any yet. We may in the next couple of weeks come up with a couple of things that we might want to introduce as committee bills, and then those drafts, as that occurs and those drafts become available, I'll make sure that you get copies of them so that you're able to look at them before we would take that kind of action. With regards to the types of bills that we're going to see, I think that I'm going to interrupt myself here. Because we're being joined by Representative Beck. And no, I want to interrupt myself because I'd like you to introduce yourself.
Chris Beck. Dave Beck.
From where?
Portland. Northwest Portland. Southwest Portland. Southeast Portland.
All over Portland.
A little bit from here and there. It's got a radio talk show and KBOO, all the liberals of Portland were calling in.
All the liberals of Portland, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
KBOO's great radio station.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Free plug on the web.
Hey, you just gave a free plug. Okay. With regards to subject areas of bills, I know that we will see a number of bills relating to, or I think we're going to see a number of bills relating to building codes, and particularly one of the things that we'll be looking at is the building codes board that was created last year, in the 99 legislature, with regards to the Tri-County, other Tri-County being Washington, Clackamas, and Multnomah counties, so the Portland metropolitan area. We will also see a variety of bills with regards to, I think, agency audits. And
yes, sir. So we're going to be doing contractor boards? And
yes. I think that's, I have tried to make sure that we'll be getting those. And then with regards to agency audits and that sort of thing, I think we'll see a number of those, and we'll get the opportunity then to ask the agencies how they're doing on the recommendations when there have been audits and recommendations that have been made to them about how they can improve their operations and that sort of thing. For those of you that were here last session, you'll remember that there were actually two committees. One was general government and the other one was government agency performance and operations. Those two committees have basically been combined, and that's what we are, is that combined committee. Yes, sir.
Last session, the general government committee, we did a lot of local option and local control sorts of things. If that makes sense. So we were getting rid of local options in last session. Maybe that local control was sort of thrown out the window, but maybe we'll bring some back. I don't know.
Maybe. I have not gotten a sense for that, but I have a feeling that we will see a number of the local bills. With regards to, I just want to remind members that the microphones and the cameras are always on. Unless we have called for a recess and Patrick has shut everything down. So if you start into a side conversation, you might, and you can still hear at the top of the microphone, so you might want to make sure that it's moved away or that you're moved away so that, especially if you don't want everybody in the world, especially on the web, to know what you just said or are saying. With regards to one of the things that we, I think, started last session and I really appreciated. I was here in the 80s testifying on bills many times, and it was like watching a yo-yo up and down with committee members that would get up and leave and come back, and sometimes they'd never come back. And sometimes you'd be talking as a person testifying, and you'd be talking to a bunch of empty chairs, and maybe the administrator was still there, or one committee member. And last session, we kind of started a thing where the Committees were very attentive, and people tended to say, if you have business that you need to take care of, you need to leave to go take care of, or somebody comes in and passes a notice to you, and you need to go out. Please, I can't control that, but I do ask that, as much as possible, that you're here and attentive, and we give the people testifying every courtesy that they should have. With regards to the committee staff, did you want to go over that, or did you things that they would help them in terms of making sure that they serve you? Do you want to go over that, or you want me to?
Well, I actually decided we're going to go around and get the staff members' emails, so let's skip that one. But just a reminder that we should bring that bill
up. Yeah. Right. Whenever we have listed as being for on hearings or hearings and possible work sessions, you want to make sure that you bring your bill file so that you can put whatever information that's cast out here into those. The other thing is that the committee staff will make sure that they have your email addresses and fax numbers and phone numbers and knowing how they can get in touch with you whenever they need to.
On that subject, I just wanted to let you know that obviously we're going to do the paper trail, which is the normal way that things are done, but I'm also going to put together an email group, which I'm thinking at this point will be most of your LAs, to let them know of anything. If you want something different, if there's some other way that we should try contacting you, either by fax or by a different email or a pager number or anything else, please just let us know, and we will actually do that.
You're talking about for purposes of scheduling, like,
or just to put out a memo or email.
If it's any hard information, it should go to us, not to staff. But for informational stuff like that, certainly staff would be appropriate, I think.
Are you all checking your own email? I mean, do you all?
My staff.
Yeah. Never. So I guess the kind of I was under the assumption that most people probably let their LAs tell them what email is coming in. So if Representative Cruz wants that, you want that directly to you then.
For purposes of scheduling and things like that, staff is fine. But if it's relevant, I mean, eventually I'd like to see us get to the point where we aren't creating huge paper trails and we're just doing electronic information. And so if we're doing stuff like that, we seem to have a problem trying to transfer from the staff system into the member system. And so if it goes to the staff, she's gonna have to print it out so I can have it. So.
What I'm going to try to do, obviously the actual agendas come around in paper, but with all other things, what I'm going to try to do is just email the memo, email the whatever the notice is, so that your LA can then print it out for you or just forward it on to you. And you can decide what you want to do from there. If you want anything different from that, please just let me know.
I would make sure that members know that staff is here to help you and make sure that you have all the information that you're going to need as far as the this committee is concerned. So just let them know whatever it is that you need. Let's see. What I would like to do is just ask if any members have anything that they'd like to add, any particular expectations that you might have, anything that you want me to know about. I'm trying to get around. I haven't quite made it yet. I'm trying to get around and visit with all of the members of the committee so we can have this kind of one-on-one conversation. But at the same time, things that you might want to express here, if there's anything, I'd be glad to.
Question.
Yes, Representative Beck.
We didn't talk about this the other day, but now the sheer size of this committee is the reality of an 11-member committee is more daunting and unusual, given my two sessions and previous sessions as staff. Have you given any thought to setting up some subcommittees on some of these issues, or is it something the committee maybe were new, but I know it's hard to do things with, what did I count, 11? Did I really count 11 people?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot, but it's hard, my experience, without any people to conduct business expeditiously. I don't know whether you, maybe something just put on the table as a thought for you and other members of the committee to think about, as it clear to what issues are going to be sent this way, or maybe if members want to have some impact on that, if we can get a whole body of issues relating to a particular group of agencies or subject matters, maybe you might want to talk to the speaker about setting up some subcommittees, or maybe you have that discretion, I don't know, but I think that might be something you want to consider.
I appreciate your comments on that, and I hadn't really given much thought. I recognize that we do have quite a number here, and I hadn't really given much thought to
setting up subcommittees and having that as a possibility. Another potential would be, although it wouldn't be any kind of anything official where you're making an official recommendation, but would be to have work groups. I kind of thought we'd see how we go along here. If we find that if we find that we're getting bogged down, then by all means, I would ask the speaker for either the authority or ask him to appoint subcommittee so that we could move things through quicker. For those of you that are new, under subcommittee structure, substantively looks at issues and then takes action to pass it to the full committee with a recommendation to either pass to the floor, or don't pass, or whatever the case may be. And then the full committee takes action. And generally, the discussion is abbreviated, and things move a little quicker that way.
I'm just worried that these big talkers like Representative Wirth and Representative Brown down there, I'm just worried that they're going to just take up so much committee time here. It'd be better to have them talk in a smaller group.
We'll certainly take that under advisement, Representative Beck. Thank you. Okay, if there's not anything else, what I'd like to do then is move on to the committee rules. I think that they are in front of you. Matt, would you like to just kind of highlight some of the things about the rules? And
well, unless you want me to read through them, they're not that long. There has been a change that both of us on the committee services found out about yesterday, and it has to do with when this committee votes a bill out unanimously and how that will kind of make its way to the floor. It looks like it's going to be two different agenda items on during the floor sessions, those for bills that were passed out unanimously, and then the others. I have to get some more information on this, and when I have it, I'll bring it back to the committee on how that's going to work. But it looks like it just kind of changed the procedure. It may not be anything it may not affect what goes on here. Actually, it may just have to do with what we do afterwards.
And it doesn't affect the committee rules at all. And basically, what it is if it's a unanimous bill that comes out, it will be posted on the consent calendar. People have few days in which to file a protest to it being on the consent calendar. It takes four members to remove it from the consent calendar. If that doesn't happen in 2 days, then it is on the consent calendar and will be voted up and down with the rest of the bills. There is no changing that once it goes to the floor. Okay. And having said that, Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the rules.
Okay. It's been moved by Representative Cruz for adoption of the rules. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. Let's see. So the committee rules are adopted. I would point out that the rules are somewhat joined the same with our committee as well as our committee. With regards to work plan over the next couple of weeks, Matt and I have been discussing some things, and maybe you could, Matt, just go ahead and give us kind of a brief update on where we are with who we have scheduled for Tuesday, or if we have anybody scheduled for Tuesday?
We have no one scheduled for Tuesday, although okay. I am working on that, and I talked about some people you'd like to see testify, and I need to contact them today and see if I can get them on the calendar. There was some interest in hearing from the gentleman who runs the Art and Progress Board, and I talked to him earlier this week. He cannot make it until next Tuesday, so we have him tentatively scheduled to come a week from Tuesday, and next week's kind of wide open, but I do have those two folks on my track schedule.
A couple of things that have come to my attention that I thought would be of interest to this committee. One is that the Department of Administrative Services has hired a person. For those of you that might remember this from last session, there was a bill that stated that the Department of Administrative Services would sell. The state owns a huge piece of property in Wilsonville, which is in my district. It's called the damaged property. It was a mental hospital. There was a bill last session, Hospital 3446, that required the state to sell that property on the open market, that the proceeds would go to mental health, and that 10 acres of the 190 acres that's owned by the state would be set aside for housing for the chronically mentally ill. To my knowledge, nothing has been done on that yet, and so we are, Matt's going to work to have a fellow by the name of Art Fish, whose job it is to sell the damaged property, come in and give us a report and an update on how that process is going. I think we will also ask for DAS to give us a report on what's going on with the Fairview property here in Salem, another large parcel that's owned by the state that may behoove the state to sell on the open market so that we can the money can be used for mental health and at the in the city, and this could be a workable piece of property for the city of Salem. The other, Representative,
if we're going to go down, as long as we have someone coming talking to us at all, that I'd be actually curious to get a comprehensive update on state policy with surplus, or how they identify surplus properties, and whether there is a plan to dispose of surplus lands. I know there's been talk about this in other contexts, and so it's the same guy who's coming to talk to us about, man or woman here to talk to us about these properties, if they can talk comprehensively about state lands in general, without bringing in someone from every agency that owns property, if there's someone who looks that comprehensively at gas, I'd really be interested in a full comprehensive overview about that.
Yes, Mr. Chair, following up on that, my government experience is in a school board, and we own a great deal of land in our district. And we made a policy that we basically don't sell the land. A lot of rather valuable land, we were in a position occasionally to buy land for new schools, which is very costly, and we made a policy to lease that land as permanent income. And a lot of the business in our area of Southern Oregon, those people who do all business wise usually don't sell the land.
Right.
They lease it. Most of our new malls down there are leased land. They're owning the leased land. They're doing very nicely. You get given 25 or 50 year leases, and they become permanent sources of income. In that discussion, I'd like to hear selling versus leasing. Selling the land talked about may not be our best option long term.
Mr. While on the subject, I had a conversation a while back with Mike Greenfield and Bob Repine about some collaboration there on developing a plan for disposal of these properties. So I think it'd be appropriate to ask them to come and share what they have been working on as far as plan development while we're bringing these other folks in. And if you want a hint as to where you can go, where the state has a lot of excess property, you might want to bring the Parks Department in. But they've got a lot of deeded land that they that's a liability at this point.
Right. Good point. Thank you. Any other comments about that? Okay.
That'd be a great session to have. It's very interesting.
I agree, and I think with these other ideas that you all have brought up, I think it's we can do that, and that it will give us a picture of what the state properties issue really looks like. I think that's good. Another person that I had talked to was somebody from ODOT. ODOT has an efficiency committee, and they put out an annual report. And so we will ask, and Matt is working on this, ask the chair, who is a fellow from Southern Oregon, and his name is escaping me right now, but he is from the Medford area, and he is the chair of the ODOT Efficiency Committee. And I think it might be a good idea to have him come in and visit with us as well. It may be.
I think it is Bill Thorndike. Is it Pete Namas? He's on one of the committees. I'm not sure which.
It's not Mike Burrow.
Anyway, we will we'll get that worked out, and once I know who, once I start throwing more names at you. Anyway, so those are a couple of things that we will be taking a look at, and as I said, when we start looking at audits and that sort of thing from other agencies. I had a nice conversation with Mike Greenfield last night, and he is looking forward to working with his committee on some of the ideas that he has with Department of Administrative Services and how they can improve the efficiency of government. I told the governor last night that we were going to change it, that I was going to move to change the name from Government Efficiency to the Oxymoron Committee.
Yes.
Maybe we won't need to do that. Is there anything else that you can think of that we need to discuss?
Well, I did want to mention that in talking to the Mr. Tryon at the Oregon Progress Board, he did agree to come a week from Tuesday, but he also mentioned that, and I can only repeat what he told me because I'm not an expert on this, but he mentioned that there's some list ranking of the states across the country that comes out the first couple of days in February, and he wanted to know if we wanted him to come a week from Tuesday or if we would rather wait until after that those rankings come out in case the committee wanted him to kind of address where Oregon was in that and kind of react to it. And so
ranking states by, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Bates.
The ranking states by.
as a, as I said, when we start looking at audits and that sort of thing from other agencies. I had a nice conversation with Mike Greenfield last night, and he is looking forward to working with this committee on some of the ideas that he has with Department of Administrative Services and how they can improve the efficiency of government. I told the governor last night that we were going to change the, that I was going to move to change the name from Government Efficiency to the Oxymoron Committee.
Yes.
But maybe we won't need to do that. Is there anything else that you can think of that we need to discuss?
Well, I did want to mention that in talking to the Mr. Tryon at the Oregon Progress Board, he did agree to come a week from Tuesday. He also mentioned that, and I can only repeat what he told me because I'm not an expert on this, but he mentioned that there's some list, ranking of the states across the country that comes out the first couple of days in February, and he wanted to know if we wanted him to come a week from Tuesday or if we would rather wait until after that those rankings come out in case the committee wanted him to kind of address where Oregon was in that and kind of react to it. So
ranking states by, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Bates.
The ranking states by?
Well, the Board of Progress Board kind of tracks, and again, I'm not an expert on this, but from talking to him, and we had a very brief conversation, but they track how the citizens feel about their government and which agencies they're the happiest with. They kind of rate and they do that kind of thing. And I guess there's some kind of rankings that come out nationally in early February. And he felt that, I guess he indicated that normally he's asked to kind of react to that and to address that. So he was basically asking me if we wanted him to come a week from Tuesday, if we'd rather wait, if the committee would rather wait until those rankings come out. So I thought I'd.
Representative Cruz?
That might be useful information on some levels, but another thing the Progress Board does is kind of chart progress towards the achievement of benchmarks, and that's an internal Oregon report card that I think is a whole separate agenda, and I would like to have that.
I see a lot of heads nodding, kind of in agreement. That's absolutely correct. The Oregon Shines and the benchmarks is an internal. And it does give us a good picture of where we are in the state. And I would, following up with representatives, I would recommend that we wait, or excuse me, that we have Mr. Tryon go ahead and come in, and then later in the session, if we'd like to hear from him with regards to this national sort of report card and where we stand and that sort of thing, it might be a good idea. We can always invite him back.
Sure.
No problem. Last thing that I have, I would just point out that we have about 16 bills that have been assigned to us. I'll be going through those, and working with Matt, we'll be kind of getting things set up with regards to some hearings. We may very well be in a position to be able to start hearing some bills on as early as Tuesday. So we'll be ready to roll. Is there anything else for the bit of the order?
Mr. Chair, I'd just say that a committee's success is not necessarily gauged by how many bills they pass.
That is true. That is true. Appreciate that. Let's see. Without if there's no objection, then we will stand adjourned. No objection.